Indeed, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes now, tracking the spokesperson of the MK party. That's Nhlamulo Ndlela, who joins us now in conversation. My brother, good evening. Thank you so much for making time. Yeah. Nhlamulo, the Mpumalanga division of the High Court today ruled in favor of Mamiri Padu, who has taken the party to court following the suspension following the suspension letter she received from the president, dated the 7th of October, that seeked to somewhat relieve her of the responsibilities that she enjoyed within the MK party. How do you then, as a party, reflect on the decision, if you have been able to be privy to the court judgment itself or heard about it?
I think there were serious allegations against
Nhlamulo, your line is not of best connection. I don't know if we can try and reconnect. Yeah, I've seemingly lost him there on the line. That's Nhlamulo Ndlela, the national spokesperson of the MK party, reacting to the decision of the High Court here in Mpumalanga that somewhat ordered. In fact, it was Judge Rolofse of the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court that ordered that Mamiri Padu, former leader that was suspended, on the letter issued out by the president that Babu Jacob Zuma exonerating her. Let's try and see if Nhlamulo is on the line. Nhlamulo, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, can you hear?
Yeah, now it sounds a bit better. You were saying that there were serious allegations leveled against her?
Yes, look, I mean, serious transgressions. Okay, perfect. So, and I was saying that that's the basis of which then led to what would be a court process that ensued, her finding papers. Now, our biggest issue is the following. What we have is a default judgment off the back of the fact that we have not received, and we don't have it on record, any paper, court papers, relating to this matter. It said that it was shared with NK attorneys, of which our attorneys have no record of, and we're given 15 days to reply. And naturally, if you have not seen any court papers at which you have to reply, you're not going to find yourself replying. And we are known, by the way, as an organization, that if we find ourselves at any point where we're taken to court, we respond. So the question is, why would NK be negligent in this case and not respond? So what we're starting to identify here is we're starting to see a level of underhandedness in terms of how this was handled. Mm-hmm. We never received court papers, and it seemed like clearly it could be that this was planned.
Yeah, that's very interesting indeed. Because Mamiri Padu decides that there were processes of the MK party that never happened. And one of those processes is her being somewhat subjected to a disciplinary method of some kind, because she only received the letter that says we are suspending you because you failed to adhere to the order that was given to you. And in the interim, or in the middle of that, there was no somewhat of a recourse for her to even plead a case. Is that true?
How is that possible? Nkonto sees it very clear in its constitution that we have a disciplinary committee. She received letters from Judge Schalter that she was then requested to respond to and make representations. Did she make representations? No. She was then requested to then step aside from her role, and she didn't want to. So what other measures can we take? This is a party, and the one thing that we need to be clear here, you can't force yourself, and she can't force herself on a party that doesn't want her, a party that has rejected her. You can't. So her strategy has got very short legs. This is a very short-sighted win. And the underhandedness is going to expose itself. This is, in effect, also, let's not forget, an interim order. We're going to challenge it. So, you know, this short-sightedness, where she was even given an opportunity to deal with this issue politically, where she didn't deal with it politically, and now she's using court processes, which are also questionable in their nature, just reeks of desperation.
Yeah. What then happens? I mean, I know that as a party, you've written to the legislature to say, she's now suspended as a member. Now, today there was a court order that says she must be reinstated as the member of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. Until now, you as a party have not fielded in that position. What then happens? What do you envisage that the legislature in Mpumalanga needs to do? Should they need to adhere to the court order or wait for the party? What do you suppose they should do?
That we need to understand here is that Mkhonto we Sizwe is a law-abiding party. So, hence I said, she could go back to the legislature tomorrow. That's not an issue for us. But remember, the hand of the law is very long. And this short-sighted strategy has got short legs. So if she goes back, let her go back. We can't stop her from that perspective. But when it comes to her being a convener, she can't dictate to us to be a convener within the party. That's something else we'll have to deal with. And also, let's not forget, we've made it very clear that you cannot be in parliament and in the party and play dual roles. No. That's part of the reason why I, myself, am having to step down from parliament, because we've made a promise to the people. We must live up to it.
Yeah.
So she can't be an octopus here and want to be in the legislature and then also be a convener. And whether she likes it or not, at some point, her strategy is going to come means.
Yeah. Ntlamulo, it's very interesting you say that. Now, it brings us to then what we normally associate as two centers of power, because now you are going to have a caucus of the of the MK party in the legislature that want to obey the authority of the MK party, being the appointed convener, being Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Then you've got another leader of the MK party who leads the caucus in the legislature, who also would want to exert her own authority. Now, how then do you safeguard, obviously, the confusion or also the interest of the party in the legislature and outside the legislature?
There's one center of power, and that's in the SGO's office and the national officials. We're not going to be told by Mary Pardi when she's there in the legislature or from our ticket, whether it's parliamentarians at the national level, whether it's legislature, everyone that's there is off the back of Mkhonto we Sizwe. We deployed you there. You're not employed, you're deployed. So if we're going to give you a party line and you don't conform, well, the Constitution will take its might. Mm. And we're very clear on that. So we're not going to be told, if we're telling you this is what you're going to do and you don't do it, then she'll be unfortunately compounding her problems. So if she wants to compound her problems and go beyond, then she's more than welcome to test the Mkhonto we Sizwe machinery and our leadership.
Yeah. Ntlamulo, really appreciate you making time. And I would have loved maybe to dial deep on the other allegations that have since been leveled against Umam Mary Pardi, that of obviously the planning of wanting to assassinate one of the members. Have you as a party dealt with that?
I mean, these are part of the issues and the allegations and transgressions that we brought to, that were brought to the attention of the disciplinary committee that she was then supposed to respond to. And it's known that she was traveling around with individuals who would carry guns in meetings and intimidate people. So we can't, you know, as a party, allow criminality and those kind of acts and that kind of behavior in meetings, and then we say that we Mkhonto we Sizwe is a party for the people. And then on the other end, here we are busy intimidating people, using goons that surround her, you know, to intimidate members of the party that have a dissenting view to her.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't be associated with criminality. We can't be associated with ill discipline.
Yeah. Ntlamulo, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening.
Thanks.
Really appreciate you, my brother. There's the national spokesperson of the MK party, Ntlamulo Ndlela. Yeah, saying that as a party, they can't be dictated. You know, they make the rules. Any member of the party must actually subject themselves to the decisions of the party. And it's quite unfortunate that also the court order is binding. And Ntlamulo says, well, they are a lower binding party. They only have to adhere to the actual court order. And it's very interesting, the turn of events, at least for Umam Mary Pardi. Let's try and track her. That's Umam Mary Pardi. Hopefully we do get hold of her and speak to her around her sentiments around this particular order.